About anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. The book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. So the creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was completed. On the seventh day, God had finished his work of creation. So he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and declared it holy, because it was the day when he rested from all his work of creation. This is the account of the creation of the heavens and the earth. When the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, neither wild plants nor grains were growing on the earth. For the Lord God had not yet sent rain to water the earth, and there were no people to cultivate the soil. Instead, springs came up from the ground and watered all the land. Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person. Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east. And there he placed the man he had made. The Lord God made all sorts of trees grow up from the ground, trees that were beautiful and that produced delicious fruit. In the middle of the garden, he placed the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A river flowed from the land of Eden, watering the garden and then dividing into four branches. The first branch, called the Pishon, flowed around the entire land of Havilah, where gold is found. The gold of that land is exceptionally pure. Aromatic resin and onyx stone are also found there. The second branch, called the Gihon, flowed around the entire land of Cush. The third branch, called the Tigris, flowed east of the land of Ashur. The fourth branch is called the Euphrates. The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, "You may freely eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper who is just right for him." So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But there still was no helper just right for him. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man. "At last," the man exclaimed, this one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken from man." This explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. Now the man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. Verses 1 through 25, Genesis chapter 2. Father, we thank you once again for the wonderful, the powerful, and the glorious story of creation as you present to us in the book of Genesis. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that, amongst other things, you remind us of who you are, how big, how great, how magnificent, how wonderful, how mighty you are. You are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough, and so, so much more. Thank you, Lord, again, for how that you've blessed the Share-a-thon so tremendously thus far. Thank you for all those that have prayed. Thank you for all those who've pledged and participated in any capacity. And thank you for how that, Lord, you really do run our cups over every day of our lives. Anoint our final day with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Fill it with joy, peace, and light. Use it more and more for your glory. We commit it to your hands. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you for all that you're doing today. Father, we make ourselves available to listen to you, to walk with you. And Father, we ask that you'd speak your word to us and through us. Father, we depend on you. We worship you. And thank you so much for being the provider and for making a way to get us back to that garden, Father. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for all of creation and the way that you've made a way to redeem us, to purify us, to call us new. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and the theme is Faithful God. We're honored to have once again with us in studio, Jade Holifield. Jade, good to see you today.
Good to see you guys. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Good morning.
Always good to have you. And I'm going to ask if you'll share a word of prayer for this broadcast as well.
Absolutely. I would love to. Father God, hello. Good morning. It is always a joy, and it truly is a privilege to come to you and just say good morning and to be before your feet. Before your throne. Father, I just thank you for this third and final day of Share-a-thon. I thank you for every listener that has given, and even those who were not able to give, but they have been praying for this ministry. Lord, I ask that you will bless them, Lord God, and that you will continue to grow their walk in you. Father, I ask that you would have every listener, Lord, to open their hearts to whatever it is that you would have for them to hear on today's broadcast on the Hour of Intercession. Lord, I ask that you would help them to examine their hearts and to reveal to them areas where they need to repent, areas where they may need to step it up a bit when it comes to reading the word of God in prayer. Father, I ask that you would help them to know that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, that that we would just be an encouragement to them and walk alongside them, Lord. We are all, including myself, are moving from glory to glory in Christ Jesus. And I thank you for that, God. I thank you for being so gracious and kind and patient. And Lord, ultimately, I thank you that you are nothing like us. We can be horrible human beings. You are far better. You are more kind. You are more loving, forgiving, and caring. Father, I just thank you for what you're going to do on today's broadcast. May we bring much glory to your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And Isaac is going to share for us our scripture that is our spring share-a-thon verse. 1 Corinthians 1:9.
Absolutely. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
All right, then. And Jade is going to share with you the number. If you haven't called in to make a pledge, we're inviting and encouraging you. Please take the time to call and help us continue the mission of the American Family Association and American Family Radio.
Yes, sir. That number, guys, is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
Jade continues to sing that so well.
Hey, it takes me back to the 90s when I was a kid. Yeah, I'm a 90s kid. Mm-hmm. That's the old school AFR jingle.
All right. Glad you remembered then. So, well, again, we're grateful again for everyone that has given.
Very much.
Again, we, by the grace of God, the last figure I heard was over 2.2 million. Praise the Lord.
Jesus? Was that this morning? Or
I heard that figure this morning.
Wow.
It's probably well past that by this time.
Praise the Lord.
God is blessed and continuing to bless. And so, again, we're grateful for everyone that has given. And so, please continue to pray with us through this final day, and we're just believing God for great things through Share-a-thon. And I want to mention, too, as I've mentioned, I think on the earlier days of Share-a-thon, that on an ongoing basis, one of the goals of this particular broadcast, the Hour of Intercession, is helping believers to become serious prayer warriors and serious disciples of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, in life, every issue really is a discipleship issue. Every matter, every concern. And our goal is to find out, how do I honor God in this area of my life, in this situation, in this matter? And so as we see it correctly, then everything really is a discipleship issue. How can I serve Jesus in this giving setting? And that's an important goal to pursue, to understand that.
I totally agree with that. And it reminds me of, you know, I'm sure you've heard this, Pastor Parker. Isaac, you may have as well. There are people who use this language now, my truth. This is my truth. No. There is only one truth, and that is the truth, and that it comes from the Word of God. So you're absolutely correct in terms of everything that we, and he says in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and that is in every aspect. So I definitely agree that every aspect of our lives is a discipleship matter, and that comes from what are we intaking, what are we digesting, and it should be the Word of God, because it's the truth, period.
Amen.
I really like that, especially lining up with our theme verse. Mm-hmm. Starts off with one part, God is faithful, and then the second part of it is by whom you were called into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Mm-hmm. And what do we see with the people that were in fellowship with him? Those were his disciples. It was all discipleship. It was all of
yes.
it.
Yes.
Very important. You know, one of the verses that we read in the initial scripture that I was sharing from Genesis chapter 2, It says this, and you know, I think of this too, that it's very powerful. It says, then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person. Now, something that the Lord's been teaching me is that every study of the names of the Holy Spirit are so powerful because there's so much insight about walking with God we can draw from them. For example, amongst other things, the Holy Spirit is a river. There's okay. so much we can draw from that. And I think of this, that like for those of us that are blessed and privileged to live in Mississippi, well, the word Mississippi means great river.
Really?
And that points to the great river of the Holy Spirit, who wow. is the great river. And so one might ask, well, which was named first, the river or the state? Well, I guess that's beside the point. But the fact is, it all points to the great river of the Holy Spirit. Mm. Another one of the names of the Holy Spirit, he's a fire. There's so much there. Well, here, he's the breath of life. He's the breath of life. And, you know, there's so many insights we can draw from that, amongst other things. To walk with God is to breathe God.
Come on, Pastor Parker.
And when you stop breathing, you're no longer alive.
Yes, sir.
We need the breath. So being in the Word of God helps us to breathe as we walk with God. Living a life of prayer helps us to breathe as we walk with God. And the breath of life blesses us in so, so many ways. And the fact is, we want to be breathing the breath of God, not the breath of the world.
Mm.
The world is polluted. It's poison. It can kill us. But the breath of God is pure life, pure grace. And it will bless us in so many ways. So every name of the Holy Spirit is powerful, and it's a huge Bible study all by itself.
Pastor Berger, you need to do a show on that, because I'm more familiar with the fire of God. I always think about X1, dunamis. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a dynamite. And maybe it's also because part of my personality, I'm just like, yeah, let's do it, dunamis, you know. But I love that, the breath of life, which I knew that, but I'm more prone to just think about the fire, but the breath of life. That to me, I think of a ease, a comfort, which he's also our comforter. You know, just this settling and this assurance and convince and faithfulness of him. And we also have to remember the Holy Spirit is God's spirit. Do you realize when you come to Christ, the spirit of the living God comes to live within you? That is the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. I know some people don't like the word ghost. I like Holy Ghost because that's the real KJV. Holy Ghost.
Same person.
Yes, sir. Some people are like, ghost is a little scary. Look, I'm just like, KJV, Holy Ghost.
Well, sometimes some people say the Holy Spirit can be a little scary in what he does, but he is who he is.
He is.
Isaac is going to share the number to call in if you'd like to make a pledge.
So to keep hearing more of this and to hear more of this on other shows, you can make some pledges or partner with us in ministry at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and our theme for our share-a-thon is Faithful God, and we appreciate you being a part of it. Please continue to pray for us through our spring share-a-thon. We'll be right back.
darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph.
This is Haywood from Kosciuszko, Mississippi. I want to thank Dr. Don Wildman for what he's done over the last 40 years. He's been a great help to all America and all of Christian. And I was an over-the-road truck driver for many years. It was family while I was away from my family. And it's that way to this day. And I certainly appreciate it and all the staff, people they have that work there, just so fantastic and knowledgeable and helpful in every way. And may God bless them until Jesus comes and gets us.
This is James, caller from San Angelo, Texas, to let you know that each day I look forward to being blessed by AFR, American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Reeve from his heart ministry is super. He always preaches truth and love. Bert and Alex, well, they amaze me and educate me with their great Bible question and answers on the Exploring the Word show. Tony Perkins' show, Washington Watch, shines the light and truth and the lies of politicians and helps us know how to pray for our country. Abraham Hamilton. On the Hamilton Corner, he cracks me up with his humor and his deep understanding of our Christian legal rights. This crazy, unholy world, woke world that we're living in. AFR, please keep up the great work. Keep speaking the truth boldly each day. You're helping us to daily know, to grow, and to go for Jesus Christ.
We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, day 3, and we thank you again for being a part. Thank you for your prayers and the pledges that have been made and those that are yet to be made, but we do appreciate you being a part. To call in to make a pledge, simply call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. And that's AFR.net. Again, we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And as I mentioned before, too, one of the goals of this broadcast is to help equip you to be a better and more effective prayer warrior and disciple of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to share, as we often do, from an article that we've written that's on from the AFA stand. It's entitled The Building Blocks of Discipleship, Being a Pro. Again, The Building Blocks of Discipleship, Being a Pro. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Again, Matthew 28, 19 and 20. One of the great, exciting and critical works of the church is called to, specifically, is carrying out the Great Commission, and it's the work of making disciples. This important calling is directed to every believer in the whole world. It's clearly one of the highest priorities of the church in all of life. What is a disciple? A disciple is a learner and a follower of Christ. Actually, there are many other ways to explain and define what a disciple is, but this phrase is very accurate and to the point. Each one of us is called to be a disciple, and we're each called to make disciples. Obviously, the first person you disciple after you're born again is yourself. As you journey on the road of life as a follower of Christ, our disciple making definitely needs to start with quote unquote me. How can you or I help others to learn to follow Christ if we are not living a life of following him ourselves? So I need to start with myself. Understand clearly that the work of discipleship involves both evangelism, the sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then helping other believers to grow up in their faith as well. Evangelism is where discipleship starts. Acts 16:31 says, "And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." So what does the work of disciple-making consist of? What are the quote-unquote building blocks of discipleship? You could say that the essence of being a disciple can be summed up in the three letters of the word pro, P-R-O. P stands for prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us, "Pray without ceasing." Building a strong, daily, and consistent prayer life is a very important task and goal for all believers. R refers to reading, that is, reading and meditating on the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Every believer is called to be a student of the Word of God. A good habit to start is to read at least three chapters in the Word of God every day. It could be the same chapter you read three times over and meditate on, or it could be three different chapters. And parents are wise to have each of their children to read three chapters out loud to them every day. And O refers to obedience. James 1:22 tells us, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." We're called to learn the word of God in order to obey it and live it. Truth is always meant to be applied. One could basically sum up the life of a disciple with these three basic aspects of a believer's life. Every area of our lives as followers of Christ could fall into one of these three areas in a sense. May we each seek to be committed to adding these building blocks of faith to our lives as followers of Christ. There are many things and tasks in our lives that we as believers can busy ourselves doing, yet the reality is that many things some believers do are a big waste of time. There are many ways to spend our lives so that in the economy of life and time, many of these things amount to basically nothing. But when we hear the word of God and obey it, we step into the eternal purposes of God. God's word clearly tells us, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you," Matthew 6:33. The great work of being a disciple of Christ and making disciples produces fruit that is eternal. It's extremely important that we as believers are seeking God ourselves, and we make that a top priority. Encouraging others in their faith is crucial as well. So daily, let's redeem the time. Let's not waste our time. Remember, wasted time is wasted life. Making the best use of the time because the days are evil, as Ephesians 5:16 tells us. Let's make it a goal to be very clear about what some of the basic building blocks of discipleship are as we carry out this important calling. Know, too, that without question, there needs to be an urgency about the work of making disciples. Every day, many people are leaving this world in death, and too many have left without knowing Christ. 1 Peter 4:10 tells us, "As each one has received a gift, let us use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." Let's faithfully be about our Father's business now, today, and every day. Every day is important. Every day counts. And again, the title of that article, "The Building Blocks of Discipleship, Being a Pro." And, you know, I think that touches very powerfully onto our theme, faithful God. God is faithful, and he calls us to be faithful as disciples who are every day being disciples and living disciples as well. But I'm going to ask Jay to share the number one more time, yeah. And then we want to talk more a little bit about the article and its topic.
That was a really good article. That number to give, guys, is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. But any thoughts that either Isaac or Jade, you'd like to share in relation to what the article touched on?
Sure. Discipleship is phenomenal. And it made me think of the imagery in the Bible where God says, like, he's the potter and we're the clay, how he's, like, molding us. And there's this freedom that the clay can, like, move in itself, kind of. Like, I took a pottery class in college, and it was really interesting seeing, like, how sometimes the clay just wouldn't behave. And when that worked, you just had to adapt. You just had to keep going. And that's kind of like what God does with us. The discipleship doesn't stop. If we have trouble, he'll just keep working with us. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing applies with how we're supposed to work with other people, too, of like the prodigal son going home and his father just having open arms. Like, we've got to pray. We've got to obey. We've got to read scripture. Like, look at all these things, and it's just like this continual adaptive just pursuing the Father together.
I like the analogy that you just used, the metaphor in terms of the clay, because I've never taken a pottery class, but I've seen it done, and when that clay does try to do its own thing, what happens when they add water? And it makes me think of the word of God. It's water to us. When the more we get into the word, we're going to start obeying by the person that's moving the hands, which God, he's the potter. He's the one that's molding us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, another aspect is we get so fixed on this world, in this world. And the Lord knew we would. And that's why it says in verses like Colossians chapter 3. Mm-hmm. I love the book of Colossians. Chapter 3 is specifically my favorite. Mm-hmm. And verse 1, it says, set your mind on things above and not on things of this earth. And to set also means to fix, to fixate. So you have to be very intentional to be mindful of the things of the Lord, because we can try to be our own gods and think, well, no, Tommy has a game. This is more important. Or I cannot stand that sports now allow children to play on Sundays. And it's a shame. Yes, I'm going to say this, that the parents that will skip church to go to a game on a Sunday. But the point I'm making is the Lord wants us to make his business our business. That's and the right. way we do that is the more we pour in his word, the more he'll change our heart. He'll change our affections to be more for him.
Mm-hmm. You know, we see how that in time and time again, so many ways in which Satan tries to come in and just move God out of the picture. Now, the fact is, again, God works through and works with his church, but the key is for us to be hearers and doers of his word. Mm-hmm. The reason why sometimes Satan has been able to make headway is because too often God's people have allowed it. They've allowed it to come in. I think of this many, many years ago. The chief main textbook in public schools was the Word of God. Yet the devil made it his business he strove for years to get God's Word out of the schools. Mm. And now he's trying to pour as much darkness into the schools as he possibly can. Mm. So the key is for us as believers, again, see to it that our children are getting the Word anyhow, entirely, whether in school or out of school, but also teaching them to become the lights where God has placed them as well is very important. So again, every issue is a discipleship issue, and it's important that we see it. We're seeking, how do I strive by the power of the Holy Spirit to glorify God in this situation?
Mm. Guys, that number to give is 1-877-616-2396. If you want to continue to hear a powerful word like this, it takes money to function a ministry. So give whatever the Lord puts on your heart, 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net if you don't want to talk to somebody. I know there are introverts out there. I had to put that joke in there. My husband doesn't like talking to people, but he likes people. That's what he says.
That's neat.
That cracks me up.
Well, you know, Isaac, you alluded to this. You know, you were talking about the imagery of hands molding people as disciples. Well, you know, one of the names of the Holy Spirit is the hand of God. You know, he does molding and shaping on us every day. As we submit, he doesn't force himself, but as we submit, then we are molded and shaped by him every day. Time in the Word of God is time directly for the Holy Spirit to do molding, shaping. Because, for example, if someone was to say, well, what's the connection between the Holy Spirit and the Word of God? Well, they're one and the same. Mm-hmm. Because the Holy Spirit's a fire, that means the Word of God is a fire. And you spend time in the Word, the more the fire of God lights on you and upon your life and can work and mold and shape you. So, yes, your time in the Word of God is time for God to mold and shape you. So that means a whole lot more molding and shaping will happen with someone who spends significant time, like maybe, again, you know, I often say 3 chapters a day. And now, again, that's a good goal, but, you know, sometimes I run into people who say, well, I spend 30 minutes a day or an hour, which, again, typically is going to be even better.
Yeah.
Because really that's going to many times mean more time, but also it may be just spending more time with a fewer number of verses. But the key is time where the Word of God works on your heart and your mind. That's what needs to be happening.
It really does. And I feel like in today's society, I'm going to make it quick because I know we're about to come to a break. We all in some facet deal with people pleasing, wanting to come off as if we know it all. Actually, I did this in a devotion last week here at AFA and, you know, wanting to be perceived in a certain way. But the more we get in the Word, we'll get to a place where the Holy Spirit will change our hearts to where we truly just want to please the Lord. And because when you aim to please the Lord, you're going to work as unto him in your job. You're not going to be aiming to try to impress someone else or to appear as if you know it all or anything of that nature. Your heart will be to honor the Lord and to work wholeheartedly. How many times have some people, and I'm sure we've all have fallen into this sin, this temptation, and that is to, you know, to slack in some areas. No, when you work as unto the Lord, the King of Kings, you're going to give your all. And that's the beauty of getting into the Word. He transforms us to be more like Christ, and that's what we should desire, to be more like him
every single day,
because he's good.
1-877-616-2396 is the number to call to make a pledge to help us continue the work and mission of AFA. Again, 1-877-616-2396, or go online to give at afr.net. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. Your name that tears down walls, and every enemy will fall. So we will stand and we will fight, that every wrong would be made right. There is power in this room. Oh, I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life.
Hi, this is James in Conway, Arkansas. I have relied on AFR for years for news and commentary from a biblical worldview. As a result, I listen to them every day, pray for them each day, and I've been donating at every Share-a-thon for over a decade now, and certainly intend to continue with that. I just appreciate you folks. God bless you. Bye.
Hi, this is Catherine Hollyfield. I live in DeRidder, Louisiana. And since I became an AFR listener, praise God, I've become an informed Christian. Without you all, I wouldn't be informed and able to share the information with those I know in my church and in my prayer groups and with my friends. I love the way each program complements each other in God's Word and the events of the day, what's going on in the world. Exploring the Word is an amazing program, sharing God's Word and answering Bible questions. I share the action alerts with all I can, and because of your teaching, I'm trying to do my part to be a watchman and to be a servant of Christ. Thank God for you all.
My name is Jarvis King. I live in Bogachitta, Mississippi. Many years ago, my dad and I had a Motorola two-way radio business in Macomb. Well, WAQL is still there, and it's on a tower. Dad decided to let Don Wildman get on the tower for free for the antenna space. And at the time, I didn't like the idea. I wasn't living right. Years went by. Dad's gone to be with the Lord. And I lived a terrible, addicted life till I went in Teen Challenge 15 years ago. And little did I know at the time when we, when Dad let Don get on the radio tower, that I would be listening to it now every day when I work. I just want to thank Don Wildman and all the staff there for blessing me every day, and such a blessing that my dad saw the vision with Don and allowed them to get on the tower at Macomb.
You're listening to American Family Radio Spring Share-a-thon, and we do appreciate you being a part of our listening family. You know, I've heard that testimony a number of times, and it's such a powerful testimony of the way the Holy Spirit will work time and time again to bring victory out of an awkward, tough situation. Beautiful
testimony.
The Lord
knows what he's doing. Yeah, I love that.
He really does. Every listener testimony is beautiful and powerful as they share what God is doing in their lives.
Yeah, there was one testimony we played a little bit earlier today where a gentleman said he was a truck driver, and he said him being away from his family, AFR, was like his family. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I've heard that different events that we've had. I've been to a few events that we've held at different parts of the country, and that's something I've heard people say, and I'm always so grateful when I hear that. But listen, I know you may feel like we're family, but I have a bubble, okay? Some people go a little bit too far with the hugs. Like, okay, look, okay. But yes, I love
everybody's
hearing that.
Everybody's different.
Look, we family, but look, I'm married. Hold up.
You know, one thing I think of, too, that's a very important truth to be mindful of is that, you know, like, again, the key behind discipleship and the growth for every believer, of course, it's the Holy Spirit at work.
Absolutely.
And by the grace of God, American Family Radio, the network, is simply a conduit of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a person's listening, the Spirit of God is speaking to them, molding them, shaping them, encouraging them, ministering to them. And so thank God for tools like American Family Radio. And there are many other tools out there as well.
But we're the best.
But we're... Jade says so. Okay. But again, God wants to use every single believer everywhere he can to use them for his glory.
Absolutely.
And so our job is to live as available vessels.
Absolutely.
Ready to open our mouths for his glory and for the building of his kingdom wherever we might be. So whether it's an individual, a local church, a Christian radio network like AFR, the Holy Spirit wants vessels he can use to get his work done.
Yes, I love how you keep saying for his glory, for his glory. And when we grab that idea, that truth, that we truly are here for his glory, that really does strip us from trying to control things, from trying to live for, like, this notion that people say, you know, I just want to be happy, or living for myself, or you got to love yourself. That's what got us into the situation from the get-go, because we love ourselves too much. Even the person that's like, I don't love myself enough, you still love yourself. You're still self-consumed. The Lord wants us to have this style, this perspective, this lifestyle of living for his glory. It truly, like, we are only living and on this earth to glorify his name. That's it.
Amen.
Man, help us, Holy Spirit.
Isaac is going to share with us the number one more time if you'd like to call in to make a pledge.
Yeah, you can partner with AFR and do some financial contributions at 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. And we have so many other segments of ministry that the American Family Association does.
Yeah.
Like, we're part of American Family Radio. We're broadcast. We're put on our podcast page. But there's also The Stand that does writing articles. And I don't even know all of the things. There's like American Family Studios,
American Family News. Oh, you put me on the spot. Pastor
there's
Parker,
a lot of stuff that they do.
Us. Come on.
There's a whole bunch of different departments that we
are.
Do. We try to not... Like, they try to help you grow in every way that they can.
Yeah.
Like, staying involved in politics from a Christian and biblical perspective. Like, this is full... rounded discipleship that they really try to do.
Encouraging marriages, single people. I think sometimes those in the single season feel like they're forgotten. No, it's for you too, especially if you desire to be married. Discipling your children. You're right, Isaac. Like, we hit everything you could possibly think of. We hit it.
And, you know, just to mention, like, AFA Action is another division helps people to get involved with how we serve and honor God in the political realm as well. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that believers can get involved with in a small way or in bigger ways as well. The AFA Foundation is another part of the ministry. 1 Million Moms is a division that helps to equip moms to stand up on behalf of the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And just a number of other divisions. And I tell you something that I'm especially excited about. You know, once again, our Ten Commandments project is about to be roll out for this year, for 2024. And once again, we're going to give young people the opportunity to do a speech centered around the Ten Commandments. And that's been exciting to me because I recall this will be the fourth year we've done the speech contest. Wow. And what's powerful to me is that every child that does a speech and sends the video in has been powerful, every single one. Even I think of, for example, a 6-year-old little girl from Texas. Her whole speech consisted of quoting scripture. What a powerful speech.
Yeah.
What a wise little lady to quote the creator of the universe, you know, too. That's a great speech, you know. And so it's exciting. And one of the reasons why it's so exciting to me, I believe, is because it's helping to equip our children to become kingdom warriors.
Yes.
And, you know, in any conflict, the most advantageous place basically to be is to be in the position of a warrior or a soldier. Mm-hmm. Because civilians often become casualties without even being in position to defend themselves.
Come on, Pastor.
Warriors know how to go forth and not only defend themselves, but to go on the offense to attack the enemy. And they attack the kingdom of darkness. So
I love that.
We're wise to not only be kingdom warriors as adults, but equip our children to do the same thing. And that's
Absolutely.
Part of what the Ten Commandments Project does as well. So keep listening. You'll be learning more about the Ten Commandments Project as it's rolled out in just a few weeks.
I love that. I love that. Y'all, that number to give, y'all, you know I'm from the South. That number to give is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. Pastor Parker, I love that you do this every year to the Ten Commandment Challenge. I'm blessed by it, especially the times when you've allowed us here at the ministry to watch these videos of these little kids, and I'm impressed to the point where many of them will take a one or a few of the Ten Commandments and they'll expound on it. And I am just so blessed that there are parents allowing their children to do that. I've met parents who've even felt that they were not equipped to disciple their children. But let me tell you, if God has blessed you with a little one, He's already equipped you. You don't have to feel like it. You got the Spirit of the living God. If you are in Christ, you have His Spirit. He will lead and guide you. What an opportunity. And one of the best ways to disciple future Christians than your home, inside of your home. And so I love that parents are taking advantage of this, of the Ten Commandment Challenge. I'm looking forward to that.
And you know, something that's so powerful to me to think about in relation to this project is, you know, sometimes when we watch kids do things like that, we as adults, we tend to think, isn't that cute? Isn't that sweet? You know, God doesn't think that. God is thinking, look at my vessel that I'm using to touch the world. Now, remember this. God used a babe in the womb named John the Baptist to speak to the world. So how much more can God use any of our children who are sent forth to serve Him to speak to the world as well? Mm. And to this day, I remember one of the most powerful speeches I've ever heard was from a little girl named Sophia from Florida, who sent in her speech, and she held her little baby sister in her lap as she talked about, "You shall not murder." We'll see again, God is ready to use available vessels, whether they're 90 years old or 6 years old, a vessel that's available saying, God, use me.
Amen.
So again, hope that you will get your young person involved in the upcoming Ten Commandments Project then. So,
and it's for all ages, right, Pastor Parker?
We don't quite do it all. Like, we don't have too many 1 or 2 year olds involved.
Well, yeah.
But basically, 6 to 17.
Six to 17.
Sorry. So, again, Isaac's going to share with us one more time the number to call in.
That is 1-877-616-2396. Once again, that is 1-877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net.
All right. Thanks so much. Well, again, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never invited Jesus Christ to become the Lord and Savior of your life, today, this day, this last day of Share-a-thon, is a wonderful day to get saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you from your heart simply pray this prayer with me and open your heart and your life and invite Jesus Christ to become your Lord and Savior today? Simply pray this prayer from your heart with me even now. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live for you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey you every day. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. Please be in touch again, joseph@afr.net. Jade, thanks again for being with us one more time.
Thank
you. Would you share the number for our listeners?
Yes, sir. Third day of Share-a-thon. That number to give is 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net.
And thank you so much for being with us for our spring Share-a-thon.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.